Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Jesus was a compassionate teacher of the Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does it mean to be compassionate? According to Google, it's more than simply telling someone that you care. Compassion is feeling or showing sympathy and concern for others. To be compassionate is to feel deeply for another person as they experience the ups and downs of life. It's a frame of mind, making it easy to treat others with love and understanding. In our Bible reading, when Jesus saw a large crowd of people, he had compassion on them. They followed him, even when Jesus was trying to find a quiet moment of rest. He didn't think, "Man, I can't get away from these people," or "Why can't I be alone for a few minutes?" He could have been frustrated. But no, Jesus had compassion on them. Compassion is not an outward show, but an emotion from the inner and deepest part of the body. God's gut feeling for sheep is deep inside him and can't be rooted out. Jesus knew sheep would be lost, confused, and in danger if he were not there to guide and help them. So he began teaching them many things. Jesus didn't run and hide. He didn't ignore the people while he ate his lunch. He saw people running on empty, who were hurting and hopeless, and needed much more. He not only loved them in his heart, but he also showed his love by continuing to care for them. His love flowed out into his actions. Jesus is a compassionate teacher to us as well. His love flowed out through his actions when he willingly gave his life on the cross and rose from the dead for all of us. Through his amazing selfless example, he displayed how we might live a compassionate life. He inspires us to love deep down in our hearts and for our love to pour out in our actions. So the next time your little sister asks you yet again to help her fix her Lego creation, show compassion. When your big brother just needs some time alone, show compassion. When mom and dad need your help around the house again, show compassion. Work to have your love shower on others through your actions, just as Jesus showers us with his love as our compassionate teacher every moment of every day. We give thanks for Jesus' compassion in prayer. Dear Jesus, we are thankful for your compassion every day. Help us to show compassion to others by letting our love show in our actions. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.